Once upon a time, there was a beast. And the beast was like a monster. People were scared of him. People ran away from him because he was big and hairy. But most of all, he was rude. He would come into town and he would say, "I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Give me some food." And people would go up to him and they'd offer him a roll and they'd run away again as quick as they could because he was so rude and so big and so hairy. And sometimes he'd go to the baker's shop and he'd stand at the doorway and say, "I'm hungry. Give me some rolls." And the poor old baker, his poor old trembling customers just watching, he'd go to the beast and he'd give him 6 rolls and the beast would go away with his half dozen rolls and he would munch them and when he'd finished, he'd say, "Ugh, disgusting." And then he'd go to a cafe and he'd sit at the cafe. He'd sit outside in the sun and all the other customers, they'd kind of shift their chairs away or they'd even move away to another cafe. And he'd say, "I'm thirsty. Give me something to drink." And the poor old waiter, he'd come out and he'd offer the beast a bottle and he'd put it down on the table and the beast would take it and... "Yuck! Disgusting," he'd say. And this is how it would go. And people avoided him because he was so rude and nasty. They avoided him because all he had to say was, "Gimme this," or "Gimme that," or "Yuck," or "Disgusting." And so by the end of the day, why, the beast was most commonly very, very lonely. Very, very lonely. And one time he went down by the river and he sat there and the tears started to come because he felt so lonely. He started crying and the tears were rolling out of his eyes and down his cheeks and plop into the water. And it was just then, just when his tears hit the river, then a little fish came swimming and popped its head out of the surface of the river and said, "Why are you crying?" And at first the beast was startled to see a little fish popping its head out of the river and talking to him. But then he said,
"Well, I don't seem to have any friends. Nobody seems to like me. Everybody avoids me."
And the little fish said, "Well, do you know what? Do you know what? Maybe they're avoiding you because you're always saying yuck and disgusting and saying what you want and not saying thank you. Why don't you try tomorrow saying thank you when people give you something and say something a little nicer than yuck and disgusting? Then maybe people would like you and all." And so the beast, that's what he tries the next day. He goes into the town and he walks through the town and he goes to the baker's shop that he was previously terrorizing, and he stands at the doorway and he clears his throat and it feels kind of unfamiliar, but he says,
"I'd like 6 rolls, please."
And the baker almost falls over, he's so surprised, and all his customers are gasping. The beast is speaking politely and being kind of friendly and all, and the baker goes with a half dozen rolls and he gives them to the beast and he says, "There you go, and I hope you enjoy them." And the beast goes outside. He goes outside and he munches them all down and he's just about to say his yuck and disgusting when he remembers, oh, what was it again?
"Yum," he says, "yum, those were delicious, the best rolls I ever had."
And people, they're stopping as they're walking down the street and their heads are turning and they're watching the beast going,
"Yum, delicious rolls."
And they're thinking, well, if the beast likes the rolls, they must be extraordinary. And they all went to the shop and they all started ordering whatever it was that the beast had just got. And because of this, the baker had the best day he'd ever had. Sold more rolls than he'd ever sold in his life. And the beast, for his part, carried on going through the town and he comes to the cafe. The same cafe where he's been quite the rudest customer of all, and he sits himself down at a table. And he says,
"Please, may I have something to drink?"
And the waiter almost falls over, he's so amazed.
The beast is saying please, and he comes out with a bottle of something nice and sparkly and sweet, and the beast takes it and... And he's almost out of habit about to say his yuck and disgusting when he remembers and he says, yum! Delicious! The nicest drink I ever had! And all the customers who were kind of on the edge of their seats ready to run off as soon as something nasty started happening, why, they relax and they get kind of curious and they say to the waiter, what was it the beast just had? And what do you know, it's the same story. Soon the cafe sold more of that sweet bubbly stuff than they ever sold before, and it's the best day of business they ever had. And so the day went. Instead of leaving all kinds of destruction and unpleasantness in his wake, why, the beast leaves only blessing and good business and people happy and curious about him. Until he comes to the playground. And there the children, they've been hearing that the beast is a little different today, and they edge a little closer and ask him if he'd like to play with them. And the beast has never played with anyone before, but before long he realizes he loves a good game. And at the end of every game that he's particularly enjoyed, he says, yum and delicious! And all the children find this so funny that they just want to keep playing and making up a game that he's going to particularly like. Until by the end of the day, why, the beast has had such a lovely time of it. He's had such a lovely day and made so many new friends that he goes down to the river and his heart is all touched and all warm and all lovely. And he remembers the little fish and he goes to the river bank and he sits there and he waits. And before long, the little fish comes popping its head out of the water and says, so, what kind of day did you have today? And the beast tells the little fish the whole story. Tells him the whole story of how being polite to people made his day quite different. Tells him the whole story about how being nice to people and all and praising what they were doing for him made his life quite lovely. By the end of their conversation, why, the fish is so happy that she flips 3 somersaults in the air and dives back into the water, and the beast, he lays down by the river bank, puts his head on a stone, and falls into the deepest and sweetest sleep that he ever, ever had.